This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast, and I have a question for you. Have you ever noticed some website disclaimers that read like a Stephen King novel? They're scary, they're long, they keep you up at night. Well, today we're going to be flipping the script on disclaimers and showing you how to protect yourself while actually building trust with your audience. Why does this matter? Whether you're a coach, consultant, or content creator, your website is often the first impression that potential clients are going to get of you. So a poorly written disclaimer can scare prospects away faster than a pop-up ad. But here's the thing. A well-crafted disclaimer doesn't have to just protect you legally. It can show that you care about transparency and your client's best interest. So here's three key takeaways that are going to help you with all this. Number one, the trust-building disclaimer. Write in plain English, not legalese. Instead of herein and forthwith, say in this document. Your readers will appreciate your honesty and your clarity. Number two, essential elements checklist. Include earnings disclaimers, medical and professional advice limitations, and affiliate disclosures. But make sure you frame them positively, okay? While I share what worked for me, your results may vary based on your unique situation and effort. That's a great way of saying it rather than all that legalese. And last but not least, number three, strategic placement. Don't hide your disclaimers. Place them naturally where they make sense. Or do what we do and just mention them on your podcast or mention them in your blog post. And how do you make this you? How do you market you first? Your disclaimer is actually a branding opportunity. So use your voice and personality while being professional. If you're a fitness coach, instead of saying results may vary, say everybody is unique and your transformation journey will be too. This is going to show expertise while managing expectations. All right, so here's a call to action. Take 30 minutes today to review your website disclaimer. Is it written in your voice? Does it build trust while protecting you? If not, it's time for a refresh. And if any of this has been helpful to you, do me a favor. Go to WesWyatt.com and make sure that you like, share, comment, and subscribe. And then the other thing is make sure that you go down to where you can put your name and your email address in on WesWyatt.com and get on the insider emails. We'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets that we find. And if you have questions, go to the thought bubble at the bottom right of WesWyatt.com. And you'll see a little chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you very promptly. And last but not least, here's that disclaimer that we just talked about. Visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. And thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.